KBBS, 1450 on your AM dial, 103.5 FM, and we're streaming online through our website, BighornMountainRadio.com. Good morning, I'm Brady Safranik. Joining me this morning, Laura DeMattis with the Republican Women's Freedom Alliance. Good morning.
Good
Laura.
Morning.
We appreciate you taking the time today.
Well, thanks for having me on.
And we're going to talk about an upcoming event here this Saturday. It's sort of two events in one. The Show and Shine Car Show is happening. Also, the dog races, Wiener Dog and Corgis.
Yes.
Tell me how this all came about for the dog races.
Well, I got involved with the Weenie Dog races a few years back with a friend of mine who has a Weenie Dog, who I will throw out there, who's the reigning four-time champion in Sheridan. And Sheridan decided not to do it. The pet store that sponsored it went out of business, and we missed it last year, so I thought we'd bring it to Buffalo. So we're going to put on a Weenie Dog and a Corgi Dog race. Weenies and Corgis, not together, separate. But it'll be this Saturday, July the 8th, and it starts at 11 o'clock, but the registration for your dogs is 10 a.m.
Okay.
So you have to be there a little bit early to get into the races, and it's a $5 entry fee for every dog.
Okay. And this looks like a lot of fun. I mean, wiener dogs and corgis, they're just fun to watch run because they have those goofy-looking bodies and tiny legs.
They're hilarious. And they're really, really fast. It's so much fun and very entertaining. And most of the proceeds are going to go to the St. Francis Animal Shelter. So that's one of the reasons we wanted to do it and invite a lot of people out. If you don't have dogs and you don't want to participate, just watching them, like you said, is a blast, besides the fact that there's going to be some really cool cars to look at. And it's we've got a lot of prizes, and the car show is doing free homemade ice cream, so we're trying to lure people out there.
I love homemade ice cream.
It's gonna be good. It's gonna be good.
So you mentioned the prizes, and you guys are still accepting prize donations if people have any prizes they'd like to donate.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's once again, we're focusing on the animal shelter, so we would like to have do some donations if you want to sponsor anything or just give us cash money or bring any dog treats or leashes or anything dog-related out there that would, let's mention, fit a dachshund or a corgi.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Not the big stuff, the little stuff. And it should be a lot of fun. It's I've just loved it. It's so entertaining. And when they did it over in the other county, we'll keep talking about Buffalo here, they had hundreds of people show up.
Yeah.
And if you've never been to a dog race, come. They're hilarious.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun. And that's going on this Saturday. Again, if you want to register your dog, you got to do that before 10 a.m. The races start at 11, so don't show up at 10:45 and try and get your dog in. You got to do that before 10 a.m., $5 per entry. And this is all happening this Saturday. Now, that's at the Buffalo City Park, the train car park there right off of Klondike, right?
Correct, yeah. Correct. And we're actually going to be doing the dog races, I think, in the ice skating rink to try to keep the dogs a little bit contained and,
sure,
you know, not let them run free in the park there.
And do you know what time during the day the car show is?
The car show is from 10 to 3.
Okay. Yeah, that should be a lot of fun. And the weather right now is supposed to be gorgeous on Saturday.
Keep your fingers crossed.
Yeah, it's supposed to be very nice. And at some point, it will stop raining. I'm not sure when that point is. Usually by now, everything's brown already.
Maybe when it starts snowing in September, yeah, it will stop. You know, we had snow on the mountains yesterday.
Yeah,
July 4th.
It's wild.
Snow on the mountains.
Were you up there? Did you see it snow?
No, but it was quite chilly at my house. Yeah. Quite chilly. And I just wanted to mention, too, that this Show and Shine car show is sponsored by the Model A and Pioneer Car Club of Sheridan and Johnson Counties.
Yeah, and get out there and check it out. There's always a good showing for the Show and Shine Car Show, and it is supposed to be a very nice day on Saturday. Come on out. If you've got a wiener dog or a corgi and you want to enter them in the dog races, you can do that. Again, $5 per entry. Register before 10 a.m. for the 11 o'clock start time, and you can also check out, you know, as people are getting there early, the car show starts at 10, so they can check out all the cars, you know, get their dog registered, and then do the races at 11 o'clock.
And please come out. It's for the dogs. It's for all the animals at St. Francis. So we're trying to raise some money for St. Francis Animal Shelter. I don't know if some people are aware they're struggling with some of their
Well, they lost some funding, right?
They're struggling with their funding. They lost some funding, and we thought maybe we could chip in
and
maybe just a little bit.
And I've noticed a number of businesses around town helping them out as well. They've got, you know, the little tip jar kind of things, donation jars at different businesses because they did lose some funding, and they've cut their hours drastically over it at the animal shelter. And, you know, that was a great animal shelter. There's so many that are kill shelters, and that was not one of them. You know, they keep dogs there for a long time. I got my dog from the St. Francis
Animal Shelter. I got my kitten from there, too. And they're one of the few no kills in the area.
Yeah.
And they're really busy, and they do such a service. And I think it's a worthy cause. And I'm quite disappointed that the funding got cut in the way and the manner in which it did and for the reasons it did. But here we are, and we're trying to help them out. So come out and help St. Francis Animal Shelter. We'll do our best to raise a bunch of money for them.
Yeah, and anybody who's thinking about getting a pet, check out the shelters before you you go buy at the pet store from private people, because those shelter dogs and cats, they need homes too.
They do too, and my kitten is just the sweetest.
You know, every shelter dog I know is very appreciative that they're getting a second chance at a home life, and they, all the ones I've been in contact with have been just fantastic dogs.
Well, what really warms my heart, if you've ever seen the before and after pictures of the shelter dogs after they're adopted.
So happy.
And they're completely different dogs, and to say that they don't know or don't have souls or can't feel anything is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Absolutely.
But if you've never even had your dog in a race, your weenie dog or your corgi, it doesn't matter. They don't need to be training. They don't need to be athletic dogs. It's all about, once again, St. Francis and entertainment. And what else are you going to do on a Saturday morning for a couple hours and go out and laugh at some dogs? I mean,
that's
come on.
That's true. And, you know, maybe next time we'll bring your friend in, the four-time champion, and find out what the training regimen is for that dog.
He'll be there, I can guarantee you.
Right.
He does train, I'll tell you that.
Don't miss out. This Saturday, again, helping out St. Francis Animal Shelter, the dog races, wiener dogs, corgi dogs, 11 a.m. start time for the race. Register your dog before 10 a.m., and that's all happening at Buffalo City Park, the train park there right off of Klondike. And it's in conjunction with the Show and Shine Car Show. Goes from 10 until 3 this Saturday. I'm talking with Laura DeMattis. Laura, thank you so much for taking the time today.
Well, thank you for having me here. We appreciate your support.
Absolutely. And everybody keep those radio dials tuned right here. KBBS.